You're with Gillian O'Shaughnessy
on ABC Radio Perth and WA.
Yeah, no, cats are just as trainable as dogs. I mean, dogs, I guess, have got a bit of a head start in that we know more about dog training and it's more out there in the public. But cat training, you know, is a really real thing, and it can help cats and their humans as well with just with mental and physical stimulation, but also with behavioural issues as well.
Are you noticing more and more cat owners interested in training?
Definitely, yeah. I mean, I think, you know, in the old days, people used to think of cats being, as you said, very aloof and independent. But, you know, we're finding that as they're sort of more in our lives, people want to do the best by their cats. And if they are having any issues, then training is a good way to help rectify them. So it's better for the cat and for the human.
So where did your interest in cat behaviour start?
I've lived with cats all my life, so sort of 46 years of studying them, I guess, in their home environment. And it came to light that, you know, a lot of cats get surrendered or rehomed due to behavioural issues, which I found that, you know, people didn't necessarily know that there was help out there to be able to help resolve or manage those issues.
What kind of behaviours or habits can training help with?
Yeah, so it ranges from toileting issues are a very sort of common issue, and aggression towards their humans, unfortunately. But I find that, you know, relationship issues between cats as well is also a major one. And new additions to the family, like new babies, new cats and dogs. So it ranges across a wide sort of spectrum of different issues.
Does the breed come into play, Regina? Are some breeds easier to train than others?
Definitely, yeah. So Bengals are quite switched on. Most people have probably heard of them nowadays. They're becoming more and more popular. They are very intelligent and very high energy, so they're very easy to train. And just your usual domestic short hair cats and Siamese are usually quite easy to train as well.
We're speaking to Regina Hall-Jones on ABC Radio Perth and Western Australia. I'm Jill. Regina is a cat behaviourist, and I don't know about you, I always thought that you could not train a cat, but apparently that's not true. You can, and we're talking to Regina about how you might start with that. I have to ask you, Regina, can you teach an old cat new tricks?
You can, yeah. It's easier to treat younger cats and kittens, but of course, you know, if you give them a good incentive and a reason to want to do it so it's fun and consistent, cats are quite easily trained as well.
I mean, people think of cats as independent. You mentioned some of the behavioural issues that people might want to think about trying to help with training. But what about a cat's need for stimulation as well, mental stimulation? Is there an area there that helps?
Yes. So clicker training is becoming more and more popular with cats as well. It used to be mainly for dogs, but now we're branching across into different animals. And so clicker training is a fun thing. You can help do tricks like sit and high five and roll over and spin and things like that. But it's really good for their mental stimulation because they like to learn new things, and it gives them satisfaction as well as, you know, just actual physical play, which is very, very important for a cat as well.
And community attitudes, I imagine, have been changing quite recently towards letting your cats roam outside, keeping them inside, you know, a concern for native wildlife. So I imagine if you have cats and you want to be a responsible cat owner, then keeping them inside but stimulated are really important.
Exactly, yeah. That's my personal preference, to be honest, is to have cats inside just because it is better for them, safer, you know, from, you know, motor cars and different things out there that are dangerous, but also for our wildlife, of course. And, you know, like you mentioned, as long as they're kept mentally and physically stimulated, they're really happy inside. And I find that also sometimes reduces a lot of issues that can possibly start from being outside because they do like routine, familiar environments and the security of their environment, preferably.
Now, can you give us a few tips on where to start with training, Regina?
Yeah, so clicker training is a very good way to be able to use that tool to sort of, it's to mark a behaviour that you want to see more in the cat. So we can use it behaviourally, but also, as I mentioned, to do those tricks, you know, and different things that we want to help them realise that they can do and that they want to make fun and satisfying for them as well.
Are they like dogs? Do food rewards work?
Definitely, yes. Yeah. Food, yes. It's always easier to train a hungry cat, you know, and to keep it always short and sweet and end on a positive so that cat's always, you know, left wanting more. And so the next time you go to do that particular routine or scenario or to resolve an issue, you know, it's a fun thing that they've got in their mind, and it was good last time, so they want to keep doing it.
Now, what sort of things should we watch out for if we're thinking about trying to train a cat?
we want to appeal to the cat, and each cat's are different in what appeals and their preferences. So we try and take the lead from the cat as to what they like to do. And I guess to be mindful to always reward the positive behaviours that we want to see more of, not the negative behaviours.
Where do you sit on the idea of taking a cat for a walk on a leash, Regina?
A lot of clients do actually do that. There are pros and cons. I think it's really good for certain candidates. Some cats are really good candidates for going out for walks, and some cats may be not so suited. So it just depends on your particular cat and the temperament of your cat. It's not a blanket sort of, yes, everybody should do that. It's more so look at your cat, see how they react. Are they nervous or anxious? Or are they very confident and like to go outside?
They'll let you know.
Exactly.
And I guess we can make the point again, if people have negative perceptions of cats, if the cats are well trained, it makes everyone a lot happier.
Yes, that's completely true, yeah. So, I mean, cats, if we can train them and make them happier, then in turn it will make us happier, of course, as well.